So you had some family pets. These were little fish.
Yeah, fish.
Anything else?
The boyfriend has a bird that's 16 years old.
Okay, but that's not you. I mean, you didn't grow up with pets then.
No.
No, me either. I missed out on that. But the kids have a couple hamsters, and what makes me sad is that one day the hamsters will no longer be with us.
And you're going to have to explain to your kids what happens.
We'll have a discussion on death, but I'm sure it will affect me too.
Aww.
Being a manly man, but it's okay. And I know that when you have this family pet, it becomes, you know, it literally becomes part of your family. And then all of a sudden it dies, and it can bring the strongest man to his knees every single time. So the death of your beloved pet can really spiral the whole family into this deep depression. And I had to find out a little bit about what happens to Fido when Fido passes on. Is there a pet heaven? We're going to find out right now. Gary Kurtz on the phone with us. He's the author of Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. He's got the answers about the animal afterlife. Gary, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. Good morning.
So how did you come to write a book about pet afterlife?
Well, like anyone, I love my pets, and I lost a 16-year-old terrier that I had, a very dear dog to me, and I was distraught. I was just, you know, down and depressed. Mm-hmm. I was going to church the next day, so I figured I'd talk to my pastor and see, you know, Pastor, I have questions on my mind. Is there a dog heaven? Is there a kitty heaven? Is there a place where my dog will go? When I got there, the pastor's wife intercepted me. She said, Gary, you look so down. You're usually so happy. What's wrong? And when I told her, expecting compassion from her, she surprised me by saying, and I guess you think they went to doggy heaven. And it just devastated me. And it was a bad thing, but it was also a good thing because it was the catalyst for me saying to myself, you know, I want to find out. I want to find the answers. And so I started to do some research myself. I looked in libraries. I went to the Library of Congress. I went online, and there was nothing substantial written on this subject. Mm-hmm. And being a Bible student myself, I decided I was going to find out. And I did. I spent about 6 months researching, hundreds of hours, many, many late nights, trying to find the answers. And I'm happy to say I arrived at good conclusions. And I can say, without any doubt, there is a pet afterlife. My wife looked at the notes I had, and she said, you know, why don't you put a booklet together to help other people out? And a book was born.
Wow. So, okay, do they have their own heaven, or is there just one heaven where everybody goes?
Well, that's the misconception. And I have to say, there is no kitty heaven, there is no dog heaven, but there's also no people heaven. It's God's heaven, and we're invited there as his creatures. I guess it's a play on words, but
yeah.
But there is an afterlife for all of God's creatures.
So when the hamsters pass away, we will see them again.
I would imagine you would, yes, unless they're scurrying around with their new friends.
Okay. But so you've done a lot of research on this, and you've had a lot of people contact you. I mean, when they lose a pet, I mean, some people do grieve more for the loss of a pet than, you know, a distant family member.
You know, that's true. And I guess the question is, why do they grieve so much?
Yeah.
I've really meditated on that, and I've done a lot of research with people who contact me. And the first thing that comes to mind is people just don't realize how much they love their pets until it's too late. Mm-hmm. And that really impacts upon them. They accent their grief with guilt because they didn't spend enough time with them. But it goes beyond that. People say that they're like family members, but indeed they truly are family members. I mean, they contribute to the family just like anyone else. And if they're not there, the hole that is left, it's just devastating to people. They're like perpetual children, I guess. Children because we take care of all their needs just like we do our own children, but perpetual because they never move away. They don't go to college. They don't join the service. They don't get married. And we feel that responsibility forever for them. Yeah. And when you lose a child, what can be worse?
Yeah, exactly. Now, have you become kind of a counselor of sorts?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have thousands of people each year contact me, and I'm happy to say that it's usually, I'd say 99.9% of the time, successful.
Okay, so what do you say to people who've lost a pet?
Well, we're looking at recovery, and you know, I have to admit, there's no magic wand. Mm-hmm. If I had magic words or a button to push to make them feel better, I would. But when you lose somebody, it's traumatic and it stays with you for a long time. But I have three things that work at play in my counseling that I think take them to a better level. First, knowing that their pet is still alive, that it just didn't perish, it was annihilated, no longer exists, that takes the edge off of the loss. And it helps them to cope a little bit better with it. And then talking with others who face the same thing, you know, because people often think, I'm alone, nobody feels like me, nobody knows what I'm going through. But we do. And so on my website, I have different ways that they can contact other people, or they can email me personally. They don't have to buy a book. They don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. As long as they need me, they can contact me with questions, just to talk, to show me pictures of their pet. And it helps to have someone that you can assimilate with.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, getting another pet. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I could never do that. I'd be betraying the one that left me. But if you look at it in a different way, if you get another pet, rescue them from a shelter, and honor your pet in that way by rescuing one of their own, it will pay big dividends. I mean, in no time, that pet will worm its way into your heart. It'll be a balm to your heart. And what's that old song say? Only love can mend a broken heart.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's so true.
Okay. Gary, the book is called Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and people can get it online, coldnosesbook.com. Who needs this book? Who's it for?
Well, I'll tell you, 70% of the households in North America have pets, and people care about their pets. The other 30% can't own them because of limitations on their deeds or leases.
Right.
Or they at least know somebody that has a pet. So the book is for anybody. Buy it for a friend. Get it for somebody who's in need. Pets don't live long.
Right on.
They have short longevity.
Gary, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Wayne.
We appreciate all that you're doing. Gary Kurtz and the book, again, Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. Get more details at coldnosesbook.com.